Gimel Bay is towards the bottom, about 10 lines up, a little more than 10 lines up, beginning of the line. So we brought there's a discussion of how we pass Kins. We have two machlokes between Rebbe and Rosh Hashem Gamliel. One is in regards to whether Bitla Mevutal, if a person will convene a Bezdin not in front of the Shliach and the Mevatal, does it work? That's one machlokes. So Rebbe says, yeah, but it works. Rosh Hashem Gamliel says it doesn't. And we have a second machlokes. Rebbe says you can be Mevatal one. Rosh Hashem Gamliel says you can't. So he brought that that Rabbi Abba said we in these two machlokes, and we passed him one like Rabbi, one like Rosh Hashem Gamliel. So Rabbi Yoshi also holds like that. How do we know that? Domer Rabba Barbara Chana Chamisha Sabi Havinan Kameid Rabbi Yoshi Diminusha. We were five older Talmidim, Sabi, Talmid Chachamim. We're sitting in front of Rabbi Yoshia. Also, Gabra Kamei. Vashkli Gita Al Kerche. So there was a situation where a person was brought in, and Rabbi Yoshia de Menusha forced him to give a get. Okay, so he forced her to. Then, Omer Lon. Zilu itmuru v'kisvula. Go, I want you to go and hide and write her the get. So he's worried about the after the person was forced to give the get and said right suddenly he's going to go be mevatel the edim and the shluchim to give the get because he'll be mevatel them. So he said, hide yourself. So according to Rosh Hashem Gamliel, you have to mevatel it in front of them. You have to mevatel directly to the shliach. So hiding works. What does hiding accomplish? He can convene two people or three people like we had before, whatever you learn, and be mevatel their shlichus in front of those people. So that machloek is whether bitl mevutel or im kei makreb as in yofa, the even b'di'evit, if he does a bitl shalom b'fnei him, it doesn't work. He holds a kishin gamliel that even b'di'evit, it wouldn't work. So therefore, if they can hide themselves and he can't find them, they will be able to continue to go ahead with their shlichus, even though he doesn't want them to. Okay. But being mevatel them that he has to gather all five together, excuse me, in order to mevatel. Why do they have to hide? Levadru ivduri, just spread themselves out. So in the second argument, he holds he came about like Rebbe. So therefore, the only solution they have is they have to hide themselves, because if they would be around, even though they're not gathered together, he can mevatel them one by one. Whereas according to Shingon Leo, as long as they keep themselves apart from each other, he can't be mevatel them. Fine. So he passed like Rebbe by both machlokes in the b'di'evit bitla mevutel, and you can mevatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. The more is going to challenge that. Let's see Rashi. Fourth line, fourth wide line. So we heard Shemati Minei Rabbi Abba Tarti. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I heard from Rabbi Abba in these discussions two statements. Klamer Bahanach Tarti plugged at the Rebbe. These two arguments. If he's mevatel shlo b'fnei ha'shliach, whether he can mevatel one of the individual the people in the shlichus separately from the others. Ashmati menei the Rabbi Abba. I heard from Rabbi the Kavi. Hello, Hilchosuk b'Tamayu, Chadik Rabbi, b'Chadik Rishim Gamliel. He passed in like Rabbi by one, like Rishim Gamliel the other, and I wasn't sure which one is which. So Rabbi Yossi said, let's figure it out, because we have the Maisa Vasa Rabbi Bixu's Parakman Alman on his own. The Rabbi. Actually, pass in the case. Kedivrei Chachamim, Shayarmi Meshuma Dayanim Shepichsu Shtus, Ahesiru Shtus Michron Batal. That if the bezin is off by a sixth from the market price, so the mecher is batal. So Rebbe did a maisa like that to invalidate their mechira. So then they asked Rebbe, in came out Karpaz and Yafa, and Rechazer Rebbe, his Rebbe's a Maisa, that which he had said the Mechron Batzel he retracted, and he said that the sale is valid. Alma Hadr Bey. So you see, Rebbe has moved from the position that we don't, according we're introducing over there that there's a special milah that we have to maintain the existence of Bezdin. So Rebbe now has accepted that position. We come to the Shinigam Leo, the Yapas Kayak Bezdin. So Alma Baha, Halacha Gerubi Shinigam Leo. So we see that in regards to being the Yapas Kayak Bezdin, Rebbe is agreeing that we should do so, like Shinigam Leo says over here. So that's the one like Rishon Gamliel. So then the other one is so Bitla Mavutl, we're going to paskin b'di'evit. It's not true. Even Bitla is not Mavutl. And in regards to Zeshel, if they say, you tell me you pass like one over here, one over the air, so it means you pass like Rebbe, you can move out the one without the other. So then we start with Rabbi Yoshia Diminusha. Vashli Gital Karche. So he see Yoybal Karche, the Garish Azisha, he forced him to divorce his wife, that we force the husband to divorce her and pay the ksuba. So they did the get, or they're going to do the get. Zilo itmuru la'achar shekafuhu. We have to convince the husband. So we convince the husband. We force him to the point he said, I am agreeable. And we're afraid he's not going to stick with that. So go and go into hiding. This way he can't be moved out to you. If we hold in the first discussion, whether Bitlam, if you do it Shalabi Fneim, the Bitlam works, but he have it, like Rabbi, Hechos Grabbi Shem Bitlam, if Fnei, Shnei Mecherim, Mevoto, that the Bitlam works even not in their presence, Kimitamri, Hani, my hobby, what do you accomplish by having these Adam hide? So you see that clearly we paskin like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, that he has to say it directly to them, so if they're hidden, he can't do so. In regards to the second issue, does he have to move out with all of them together at the same time? So the solution was, if you're all like Rishon Gamliel, that he has to, so all you have to do is spread them out. The Badru Ivduri shall Yoyim Seim B'Yachah, make sure they never gather all five together. And according to Rishon Gamliel, he can't be move out to any one of them by themselves. He has to move out to all five together, or any one of the five while all five are together. Okay. Before we go on to the next sugya, the next part of the Gemara, I just wanted to point out one thing. Right. So we're basically Rishon Gamliel is saying the more challenges Rishon Gamliel, the more says that according to Rishon Gamliel, we have this problem of the rights of the get is not no longer valid, and we're going to validate an invalid get and let her get married based on that. How can you do such a thing? But according to Rebbe, that's not a problem, because Rebbe says that the Kadosh does not you shouldn't do it. The Chum apparently say that you should not do this, and I can allow you to do this. But if you did it, many rights. The get, the bittel is a bittel, and the get's not a get. There's a Tosfos before in Lama Beis, Lama Beis. Right? That. Midiraisa, how much do you need to, for that bittel? So we have the more says you need a bezin, you need either two or three. Just with that, that's not the rice, the Tosfos says. The rice, the bittel is a bittel. There's no requirement in bittel that you have to have two Adam or three Dayanim. Right? So the reason why we don't allow that is because that's a very dangerous position. So he came about to it by himself. He come back and, you know, by the way, I just stood in the room and I was about to it. We know we're going to allow that. We're going to have a real problem. So we said, the Mishnah said that you can tell the Shliach directly, you can tell the Isha directly, or you can gather a Bezdin and do it in front of a Bezdin. But you can't do it. It's according to Rav Sheshet says you need three. If you do it in front of two, it doesn't work. Why not? I mean, you have had two Adam that you remove out to it. It's a kind of Rabbanon. So it means even in Rabbi, that says bitlam of Vutl, but it's only bitlam of Vutl in a Bezdin. But not in front of a bezin, it's not pavutzel. So, I mean, even from the Rebbe, you're going to have to invoke the koyach of that the chum that the rabbanu makadosh, right? So that's the Tosfos on Beis on Lama Beis on Beis Rav Nachman Rav Neshnayim. It's about halfway through five lines up from before the end of the Tosfos. If Tamer, my nafkin mina hashem put the Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, if they come about loy hatikur ringam the ol shloyu hoisin came. This argument here, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, whether the bezin has to be two or three, is irrelevant. You're not supposed to do this. Remember, we nafkin the Rebbe. Okay, but what is that bezin that we're going to that you can convene and be mavatal? How big is it? Okay, so it comes out. Umoyder Rebbe Shim Bitlam Bifnei Beis L'Rav Sheshes Or Bifnei Echad. I feel the Rav Nachman Dei Mavatal. They feel a karam tkaras gamlio lahayim avutol dak the dak if they gimel the Rav Sheshes mavutol to that kolmeches mamzeris of the shavdi kolmeches mamzeris loy Rav Nachman avagav the if they shnayim ikol meches mamzeris can mean on the summer feel like they have mavutol but pachas mishnayim dikol meches tvei and mavutol v'ha feel a Rebbe Moida the meaning of makarap as in yafa. I mean, even Rebbe agrees that there's a limit how far we're going to take this. Otherwise, what are the tekanas? I mean, midaraisa, you don't need midafka b'fnei shnayim. Even if the echad would work, but the chacham said, no, we're not going to allow this because of chashash and mamzeris. Okay, so it means b'karpes and yafa.
What about just by himself? Why do you need any?
Also, because then it would work. So now, so the Tosfos over here on the Lama Gimel Beis. So the more is proving that I have a mission Ksubas that Rebbe holds my karpes and yafa. So means Rebbe is accepting the position of Shlomo Gamliel that bitlo enem avotel. No, Rebbe even in this argument here where Rebbe is a bitlo avotel, he holds my karpes and yafa if you do it in less than two or three, depending on Rav Nachman or Sheshes. So the fact that a mission ksuvis, that he holds him a karpa as in yafa, doesn't prove anything.
He holds to that.
Of course he holds to that. The question is, he holds to that in this argument between him and Shirin Gamliel? I don't know. What are you proving? That's just his cash over here. So Tosfos says they, there are only two places in Shas where Rebbe and Shmuel argue the issue of Makar Pes and Yafa. The Bitlam of Votel and the Mishnah of the Shemad Yonim. So if in one of those two cases where they argue, so Rebbe Yosef holds it, that those two go together. That's Rebbe Yosef's argument. Yes, Makar Pes and Yafa in a more extreme situation, Rebbe agrees to. But there's two cases where Rebbe Shem Gamliel were on the record that they argue on this issue, and he retracted one because he wants to give validity to the Kayach of Bezdin. That's exactly why he did it. So probably another one also is retracting. So the Tosfos adds the Pshat and Gemara over here. Okay. So more so, now we have Mechazer Rebbe. Okay. So Rava says in the name of Nachman, pass like Rebbe by both of them. So to more of a less later of Nachman, Makar Bez and Yafa. So it means he doesn't hold Makar Bez and Yafa. V'homer Rav Nachman Amr Shmuel. Yisayimim Shavu Olach Luk Menichse Avihim. So they would like to divide up the Yerusha. So Bez and Mamidin Lehen Apichopis, Ubar and Lehen Chelik Yafa. So they appoint an Apichopis, and the Apichopsim, each one argues for the benefit of the child that he's representing, and they work out each one should get a Chelik Yafa. Higdilu Yichel and Limchus. But Shmuel said, but the children have a right when they become Gdarlim to say we're not happy with the arrangement that the Apichopis made. That no, Bezin was Maimon Apichopis, and that gives an authority to their action that even when the children grow up, and they can't be Moicha, Timkein, Makar Bezin Yafa, because you're going to allow them to be moicha, you're undermining Bezdin, the point of the apitropis. Bezdin authorized the apitropis to make this decision. It's a mice of Bezdin, and now you're undermining a mice of Bezdin. We don't do that. See, he holds the Makar Bezdin Yafa. Some more answers. Hasam Amoyna Haki Yisura. So, there's a difference between Mammon and Isser. In the world of Mammon, we hold the Makar Bezin Yafa, because definitely Bezin has, in the world of Mammon, Bezin has a tremendous amount of authority, because of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. But the discussion over here is Bezin made a Tekana and Hilchos Eish is Eish, and we're going to stand on Makar Bezin Yafa. We don't. There's no reason that Reb Nachman agrees to such an idea. Zakrashi, Yisarmim Ketanim, Apichopis, the Cholechos. Each one gets their own Apichopis. So now, you'll notice that it's a Girsa Uberer and there's a Girsa Uberer. So the Mechalik is Rishonim, whether Bezin is miming one Apichopis, who will process for all of them, or they each Yosim gets his own apichopis. That's the Girsa, either Barer and Lehem is they plural, meaning the plural of the apichopsim, or Barer, the apichopis, single apichopis. Rashi says clearly apichopis the Cholechot. Each one gets their own. That's how Rashi is speaking that out. Barer and Lehem, call apichopis Yivra Chelik Yafa Shaloi. Each one will pick a good pick for his, the child that he's representing a good portion. Because they're having each one apichopsim advocating for one of the Yisayimim, we feel we're going to make a division which is equitable. Akai Bezdin, Shemino Lehem Apitropis. Bezdin was the one who appointed this Apitropis, and therefore the action of Apitropis is considered. Rav Nachman is arguing that it's going to be considered a final decision. We have a din of Hefker Bezdin. I think I point to you the word Hoya is like many people, it's because of the censor. Hefker supplies nowadays also. It was Hefker. Once upon a time, Hefker Bezdin was Hefker, but now it's not. They put that in for the censor because you can imagine, like the Jews are going to the rabbis are going to convene a court and undermine whatever we're doing. The kingdom wasn't very happy with that. So, Haki Sirup Deishazish. Just because we want to maintain the action of the Bezdin doesn't mean we have a right to be mafkia kedushin. So that Rav Nachman says we pass like Rebbe that we weren't.
It would override the father's
kingdom. Okay. Tosis gets involved in there are really two actions which the Apotropsim are doing. One is they're evaluating the properties, and one they're actually picking the actual the let's say by karka, the Tosha calls it ruchais. You know, you're giving him the north field and the south field, etc. So there's two separate issues over here. One is the decision of the value, and one is, you know, evaluating the fields and deciding which one gets which field. So a karka in Yafis would make sense to apply to the valuations that we've authorized them. The fields, like, you know, it's, you get the north field, you get the south field. You know, later on, he's not happy with the north field. He really has properties which I work out better for him to have the south field. Right? It's a different type of a challenge. The Tosis grapples with is the Makai Pes and Yafa applied to both or not? Okay. I'm sorry, see what?
Does my cost based offer apply to both of what?
The evaluation of the property, the Shuma, and also the Ruchas. Okay. Tosis points out in Tosis Hossa Mamona. So now the Mor is introducing the difference between Mammon and Isser. So the Mor is proof from Rebbe accepting my Kabbas Yafa by Mammon to that he holds it by Isser is going to be funny. So Tosis says that there are. Over here, here's the case of Bezdin did something wrong. Makai Bezdin Yafa, they actually made a mistake in the Shuma. But we're going to say, even so, Makai Bezdin Yafa. Here, we're not just discussing a mistake, we're discussing an issue of Ruchais. So there's no mistake involved in it necessarily. And still we say Makai Bezdin Yafa. So that the more says, that's a special thing in my moment. We would have no equivalent idea of Makai Bezdin Yafa by Yisr. But the fact that you're going to stand behind the Bezdin by moment when they made a mistake, that already is not, that's similar to the idea of Yisr. If you're going to take Makai Bezdin Yafa that far, so then you would apply it even in the scenario of Yisr as well. So that's the more felt that accepting Makai Bezdin Yafa in a case of by Mammon where they were tow, that's the equivalent to the Din of Isser. If Rebbe holds of it here, he'll hold of it by regards to the Oman Aleph as well. So the Gemara. So we saw this Gemara when we looked at the Tosfos on the base of Oman Aleph. Isura, I'm sorry, Gidol Bar Re'iloi, Sharele Gidol Devesu. So this person is sent to get his wife. Also, shlicha ashicha to have a yosva benavla. So the shliach came to the woman. She was in the middle of weaving. So when you're weaving, you're using your you need all of your focus and your hands, etc. Amrla hey get the chesh or get. Amrla zil hashta miha. Leave now and come back tomorrow. Also look at Bay. So the Sheikh went back to Gidol Bar Riloy. Vamalei, and he told him what happens. Pasach v'omer borach atev ha-meitiv. So Gidol Bar Riloy said, ah, Hashem is good. Avay omer borach atev ha-meitiv v'olei botel gitzel. Hashem is good, but the mice, that's not a bitl. Rav omer borach atev ha-meitiv v'botel gitzel. He's saying, well, I'm so happy you didn't give her the get. That functions as a bittul on the get. The Bayis said, "Begili daita begita lav milsehi." He's indicating he really would not want the get. He's saying, "I'm so happy you didn't give it." But it's not a bittul. You didn't say bittul. You said, "I'm so happy you didn't give it." Well, you're saying you don't want the get. Then that's what you're indicating, but you didn't say it, so it's not enough. Gili daita is not enough. Rabba sari gili daita begita milsehi. It works. So where did I get this from? That even without an act with a direct bittul, an actual bittul, indication of his indication that he's not he doesn't want it is sufficient. Some more says like this: the Rishesh is Ashkelon Gita Lahu Gavra Balkarche. The Rishesh is forced a person to give a get, and the Baal was a crafty guy. Bamul said he went to the Edom and he said, "Haki Amr Luchu Rishesh. Rishesh sent me to tell you." To be mevatel to the get, which wasn't true, right? But this way, he figured if he tells them I'm mevatel to the get, they're not going to listen to him, because all he did was to do it against his will. But he says that Rav Sheshet said, "Oh, okay, the rabbi decided not to do it. Okay." That's Rav Sheshet's gitachrina. So even though he did not say bittul, but clearly he's saying he doesn't want the get. That was good enough. So you see, Gilidaita Begitta is sufficient because Rishesh is required a new get. Means the first get was not valid. The bittul was effective. Nabaya said, "Also, Rav Sheshet is about to get to the inshi hava. Rav Sheshet doesn't have a power bittul. Once he appointed the shlu, the edim, even Rav Sheshet says lebatul get, the get is not bottle. So what is he saying? Is iu batla v'hai the karmel uvachi mishum depani." He's afraid that there's the people who are going, that they're going to hit him, you know, they're going to punish him. The word punish, I'm not sure what it means. That's what Rashi Taisha said, but I'm not sure what the usage is exactly. Okay, so that's Rava's Rai and Abaya's response. That over here, that's more than just Gili Daita. This is an actual act of Gibitl. He just couched it in the terms of Rav Sheshet to protect himself. But in reality, he's saying Bittul. We hear in his words, he's saying, "I am Imavatal this get," cloaking it in the words of Rav Sheshet to protect myself. So that's better than Gili Daita, because that's the actual Bittul network. So Rabbi says, okay, how do I know that Gili Daita Begitta is not valid? The Rav Yehuda Ashkelo Gitta L'Chasid Rav Yirmiya Biro. Okay, so Rav Yehuda forced Rav Yirmiya Biro's son-in-law to give a get. And then the son-in-law, after he agreed to do that, was mevatel Tana Ashkele. So he went and repeated a second time, and he forced him to do it. Hunter Tana, he came back a third time, Ashkele al Karche. He repeated it again, he did it al Karche. Varma Lahu Lasadi, he told Adim, Oisivu Kari Be'ud Naichu, the Bach changes. I want you to stuff your ears with cucumbers, or literally squashes. So put in earplugs and write the get. So the guy comes and starts saying, "Abu." Well, they hear that. They don't hear what he says. They just see the guy saying something and waving his hands, you know. So it works. They see him coming, but they have squashes in their ears. Okay, so they don't hear him. Rava says, "Hi, the Koroyet Basrayu, Darmalu Ashur Havula. Hi, you know what? I see I'm going to lose over here. Please give it quickly as possible. Keheg the Mishlam Sara Dahu Gavra. Just get it over with already." So the fact that he's there, presence, yelling something at them, which they can't hear what he's saying, does not indicate a clear rutz and a bittul. So such a case, even if later on, like I said before, we would believe him that he said bittul, but that's not enough, because the point is that Giladai to begin to address is that that's considered that he communicated to them bittul through his actions. Well, he didn't communicate. So you need the point of Giladai to begin to was, if it's belay, it doesn't work. It has to be communicated to them. So Gilidaita is a way to communicate. Doing an action, which is not clear what he's doing, is a communication. So he was Mavatl. There's no communication here because we don't know what he's doing, what his intent is. So that's less than Gilidaita. So even if later on we say, you know, says, by the way, what were you saying? He says, I was screaming bittul. It would be irrelevant. Rabbi says, another place where I see that bittul doesn't work. So we have this story before. He said, he wrote the get, he gave it, put it tonight, that it'll take effect if he doesn't come back in 30 days. Also, so he came back, but the ferry which would take him across the river, to be considered that he actually arrived back, was on the wrong side of the river. He couldn't get across, so that effectively blocked him from getting across. So Armelos, he screams to them from the other bank. So halakhically, it's not considered that he arrived. But chazuda soy, you see, I'm coming. Remember Shmuel, lo shmei ma'asi. Shmuel passing that's not considered a valid coming. So Baya says that he's clearly indicating he doesn't want to get. But he didn't say bittul. So you see, Giladaita begitta doesn't work. Because according to you, Rava, how could Shmuel say the get is valid? Shmuel saying he didn't come and the get is valid. According to Rava, Abai is arguing that according to Rava, it should be not a get. Rava says back, Otto Hassim lived to get the boy, Hassim the Kume Tinoi Kaboy, Vahaloi Kaim Tinoi. If he would have said bittul, fine. He didn't say bittul. He said, I'm here. So means he's arguing that I fulfilled my tonight. Because this is called coming. So he wasn't trying to approach it through an act of bittul. He was trying to approach it through an act of kiyama tanai. And Shmuel says, I'm sorry. I'm happy that you considered that you came back. But Halacha said that's not called coming. So Mela, you weren't kiyama tanai. Okay, let's see Rashi. Gidabur Lloyd, first the narrow line. That was his name. Menobla Zarega, she was weaving. Hegitech Hero La Bele Mosla. He showed her the gap, he didn't give it to her. Burkhatava Meti Shalem Mosla Masarta Law. I'm so happy you didn't give it to her. The Bible says, "Birth of a maid, the will about to get the bimboshtech zel umosul of the macher mugareshes." If she would give it the next day, it would work. Gilidaita Shena Chavetz Oyd B'Shtichas Zeb. Even though the husband clearly indicated he doesn't want it, Abai says it still doesn't work. I'm going to tell you that Rishesh said to get you involved. That's what he quoted to them. The husband has indicated he wanted to be about the get. See, it's no good. You need a new get. So to ride Gilidai to begin the works. So Bai said back, other Rishesh is about to get to the Inshihava. He says Rishesh is about to get. So, that's not considered even Gilidas. If you're going to take his words at face value, there's not even a Gilidas. The statement as presented, if we believe in what he's, if we're saying, there's a motivation behind this, and this is what he's saying. What is he saying? So obviously he doesn't mean to say, what he means to say is, he really actually said explicitly, I wanted to be a batel. Let's consider this phrase, Rishesh's batle, means that he said, I was a batel. But he's afraid to say that explicitly, because mishum the panui, many other hamakin mechavdin are said by mitzvahs of sheshes. The people are going to punish him under the authority of sheshes. Varmer loy, lamatzam about loy. What are you doing? What are you doing about it? Amalu haki that sheshes tiva came. He says sheshes said to do it. He went back a second time, repeated himself, so that the husband should give the directive to write a get. Third time, to take the squash, chop it up fine, make it into a mash, and stick it in your ear. So this way you won't hear what he says. You see, that works, but it's a gilidaita. Gilidaita doesn't work. Rabbi says, no. It's not even gilidaita. Sure, havlo, hi. Hiskasku, lesito, mahir. Strengthen yourself. A sure notion of strengthen yourself. Give it to her quickly. Hi means quickly. So Rashi proves that the word ashur means strong. Kamay ashrat the daini. It was when you put a kiyum bezdin, it strengthens the get. So it's called ashrat the daini. Kamay ashru chamoitz loshen chizuk, strengthen. So Rava said in the case over there of coming back, get the boy. He's definitely indicated he doesn't want her to be divorced. Fine. But that's not enough. Klum Gila Shubal Hafkin Ayine Bittel gets, but he did not indicate that he wants the Bittel. What he was saying is, he's arguing that I fulfilled the Tanai. He's Nasi Lovach Loishim. I made a Tanai that if I come back in 30 days, it's only get if I don't come back. I came back. And Shmuel said, that's very nice, but that's not a valid kiyama tonight. But his argument wasn't, he's doing bittul, or he's doing magaladas, he wants to do bittul. His argument was, he did kiyama tonight. Okay. Last narrow line. This man told the Edom, the Bezdin, Eloina Sivna, Atoshin Yoimin. Let me get to, see, there's Arison, and they hadn't done the suin yet. And I guess there was pressure for him to do the suin. He says, he gave a get. He said, if I don't do the Nisuan within the next 30 days, the get will be effective. You know, they're pressuring him. He said, fine. I know he's basically saying, I plan to do this next 30 days. And I'm so convinced about it. If I don't, it's all over. Somebody else? When 30 days came, he says, I was busy preparing, but I didn't have time to do the Nisuan yet. So Morris says, so the get is effective. Because so what should we be worried about to argue the get is ineffective, is not effective? Imashum Oinsa, he argued he had no choice. And on his begitin, so we had a rule that it's not an argument. If a person gives a get and fulfills the Tanai, and therefore the get is a get, but the fulfillment of the Tanai was not something that he wanted to do. It was only in his Kaim Ayyadei Oynis. That's called Kiyama Tanai. So the Tanai was, you didn't marry. You didn't do Nisuan. So the Tanai was fulfilled and the get's a get. He argued, I had no choice. It was an onus that forced me that. That's very nice. But the mice, you're Mekayim of Tanai. So there's no argument of onus that a Kiyama Tanai and onus is not an argument to invalid the get.
This is more general. This is not specifically with respect to getting. I mean, it would be any, you know, star or whatever.
So that's not necessarily correct.
Okay.
So remember, we had this Sugin Ksubis. The Mora actually suggested that a Kiyum Ayyadei Oynis is a Mikra Din, not a Kiyum. The Mora said that's not true. It could be a Kiyum. It's a Kiyum. So the Mora said, no, it could be it's not a Kiyum. But over here, because of the Tekana of the Prutzes and the Snuas, we made a Tekana that there's no argument of Oynis Begitin. Because we have a situation where a man gives a woman with a Tanai. And then the Tanai is fulfilled, and the woman's going to be worried that maybe it wasn't really a valid kiyum because there was an oinus which she's not aware of. So she would never get married. So that was the kind of the sluas and the prutas. So we just said there's no tanai of oinus by gittin. So it's a halacha by gittin. But it could be in other areas of halacha, a kiyum ayyadei oinus is not a valid kiyum. So, arguing this case, but he's by the fact that he's saying he's saying I don't want to get. Sees me Megal Das, he doesn't want to get. Put to the Bible Rabbahu. That's what he's in the Bible Rabbahu. We pass him like a bias, so nothing to worry about. And the get to get. Who the Amar Luhu? Yeloin and Sibna, the Rashiarcha, the other, the heavy Gitta. I'm giving myself a time limit by here's the get, and if I don't do the Nasum by Rashi Kodesh other, good, it's a get. Kimat Rashiarcha, the other, he said, I'm not ready, I can't, I didn't do the Nasum yet, but Amar Luhu, I'm not the Rashiarcha, the Nissen, Amri. I met Rish, the beginning of Nissan, the Rosh Chodesh after other. So Amri the main nechus lo imishum oynis. He argued that he was too busy saying on his forget. Imishum giladaita put the by Rava. So we pass like a baya. He's saying I don't want to get. I mean, Morsel Hilzel could not. No, could I still believe that? You know, it seems like six more words, but each one needs explanation. Okay.